Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today on At the Organ. I'm Brent Johnson, and today is September 2nd, 2012. It's a very big day out in San Diego. Carol Williams, the civic organist of the city of San Diego, is attempting something amazing today at the Spreckels Organ Pavilion in Balboa Park. Earlier this week, I talked to Carol about what's happening today. She comes to us from the green room backstage at the Spreckels Organ Pavilion and tells us exactly what it means to be a civic organist.
I'm the organist for the city. The organ is owned by the city of San Diego, so any major function I play for that. And part of the city pays for the weekly concerts that happen here every Sunday at 2 o'clock all year. We run all year with concerts.
So you or another organist is playing a concert on that organ every week?
Yes, every Sunday at 2 o'clock there is a concert here. Even on Christmas Day we have a concert. If I'm away, then I get somebody else to play. But, you know, if people are in town, they know it's a thing that they must do, actually, is come and hear the great Spreckels organ.
Well, let's talk about that organ a little bit. It's an outdoor instrument, correct?
It is. The audience sits outside. The organ is in a building. The console is wheeled out on stage, so I'm outside. But the organ pipes are in a building, and there's a big like garage door that comes down to protect them when the organ's not in use. But the audience can sit in the rain or the extreme heat. They are definitely, it is an outdoor venue.
It's an interesting organ for the city to have. Well, first of all, who maintains that instrument? Who takes care of it and makes sure that it's always playing?
Lyle Blackington looks after it, and he's been looking after it for many years, does a fabulous job on this instrument. It's, you know, it's touched up, tuned every week. It has about two major tunings a year. And anything that goes wrong, they're here. They're always here for a concert. He or his associate, Dale Sorensen, there's always somebody here for a concert. So I feel extremely spoilt. You know, any little squeak or anything that shouldn't be there, then they're in the organ putting it right.
You're also artistic director of the Spreckels Organ Society. What exactly is the Organ Society and how does it play a part in these concerts and events?
The Organ Society works with the city of San Diego. They have more money than the city does in the sense that they put money into promoting the organ. We have a festival here every year from the end of June to the end of August, and they fund that and promote that, really do promote that. And we are probably the biggest organ festival in North America. We average about 2,000 to 3,500 people every Monday night during the end of June, July, August. We just had the last one this last Monday night. And they promote that. And we, as the artistic director, I invite people from all over the world to come in and play concerts. So the organ's used a great deal. It really is a very busy instrument.
I should say you're also the organist in residence at St. Paul's Cathedral in San Diego. How is playing an organ like the Spreckels organ different from church music?
It's completely different. We are not a church venue at all. We are a concert venue. So, you know, here you're dealing with a lot of tourists, people coming in, particularly in the Sunday afternoon concerts. They might be just strolling through the park, enjoying the sunshine and hear the organ come and sit down. They want to hear popular music. They want to hear pieces that are not too long. And they, you know, it's a venue where you can invite anybody to just come and sit and listen to the concerts. The concerts are free, so you have to be very engaging in what you play. In a church, it's a different approach. You have to be more sensitive to the building and what you play. You cannot play things like Hello Dolly and stuff like that, you know, which you can do on the Spreckels organ. Totally different instrument.
Tell us about the event that's going on this Sunday.
This Sunday, I'm playing a 12-hour concert, and all the money raised is going through to Operation Rebound, They are a San Diego-based organization. They are part of CAF, Challenged Athletes Foundation. And the organization looks after returning troops who've served out at war, who are seriously injured. They also look after anybody who's had a serious injury, and their job, Operation Rebound, is to get these people functioning back in life, getting them go and do their sports. You've got people who've lost limbs, and they just train these people to get back and get up and get on with life. They're an amazing organization. Why I wanted to do this, the organ is loved by the city, and I wanted to use the organ for a major organization and do a major fundraiser. So everything we earn that day donated goes through to Operation Rebound. People can donate online on my website, melcot.com, and just follow the dog tag through. My job is to play the organ for 12 hours and to try and be a musical athlete that day.
How does one prepare for a 12-hour marathon of playing?
You know, it's I'm just doing it because there's not exactly a lot of people out there who have done it. So you've got to just find your own way through the forest and hopefully get through. And I'm preparing sort of sections of hours of music. I've got some singers coming in. I've got somebody coming in to narrate. Some of the guys who are part of Operation Rebound who've come back are going to come through and tell their story, and I'm going to play music behind them. All sorts of things are happening. It's being sponsored by the American Guild of Organists. They're doing donations, the San Diego Children's Choir, restaurants locally, and it's going to be bringing the community together around the organ here.
So you have every hour of the 12 hours planned ahead of time?
Yes.
Is this any kind of a record to do this sort of marathon on an organ?
It is for an outdoor venue. I mean, there are longer performances in churches. It's hard to know. In Guinness Book of Records, the longest organ event was 40 hours. But you know, I'm not. If we'd got Guinness in here, Guinness Book of Records, they wanted a lot of money to vet the situation. And the point of it is to raise money for charity. I'm not trying to do anything, you know, for myself. It's to raise money for charity. So it doesn't really matter. For San Diego and for an outdoor organ, yes, we will be the first.
So how much money are you trying to raise?
$12,000, $1,000 an hour. We're already getting donations in, actually. We're already getting pretty good, so I'm happy. If people want to donate, go to my website, melcot.com. They can, as I said, follow the dog tag. The money will go through to these people. It's really a worthy cause. But just enjoy listening to the organ. Thank you for what you do, keeping the organ out there. It's what it's all about, getting people to enjoy the King of Instruments.
That was Carol Williams, civic organist for San Diego, California, artistic director of the Spreckles Organ Society, and organist in residence of St. Paul's Cathedral in San Diego. For more information on Ms. Williams, the Spreckles Organ, the Organ Marathon today, or to contribute to the cause, go to attheorgan.com for links. A few weeks ago, I told you that the Organ Media Foundation was planning on opening up its second audio station to go along with organlive.com, this new one to feature only organ music of the Baroque period. We sent out a request for a name for this new station, and with more than 40 entries, listener Scott Hummel suggested the name we chose, Positively Baroque. As of the recording of this episode, the station is almost ready. We're putting the finishing touches on the website and testing out the new broadcast server. You can go to positivelybaroque.com to see if it's up and ready. The opening of this new station coincides with the anniversary of the first public broadcasts of organlive.com that happened 9 years ago. Thank you to all the listeners and supporters that have made this possible. That's all for today's short show. Until next time, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for updates from organ history throughout the week. Links can be found on our website. As always, we want to know what you think of our show. Your comments are welcome. You can either post your comment directly on this episode on our website, attheorgan.com, or send an email to info@attheorgan.com. I'm Brent Johnson, and I'll meet you here next time at The Organ.
You've been listening to At the Organ, a weekly look at the art and music of the classical organ. We'd love to hear your comments about the show. Send your email to info@attheorgan.com or just go to our website where you can comment on the show. There you can also hear this week's show again or find back episodes. The address is attheorgan.com. At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.